88.5 KCSN Sky Daniel sitting here with the Milk Carton Kids, Joey and Kenneth. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sky.
We're, you know, as when I first greeted you at the door, I am stunned that we have not had the Milk Carton Kids on KCSN for a live station prior to this.
I thought you were going to say you were stunned at how overdressed one of us is.
Yeah.
Kenneth here donned his suit prematurely for tonight's events.
He looks good. Very sharp.
It's not premature. I'd say you're a little late, like normal.
There have been so many artists that come through KCSN, and it's interesting when you see artists of note, and in this case, I know you're aware that Billy Bragg has become one of your true champions, but Jim Lauderdale, obviously Sean and Sarah Watkins, they come through and cite. They almost promote you to us, saying, are you aware of the Milk Carton Kids? Oh, you got to get behind the Milk Carton Kids. And when you start to see that happening a lot, you realize that you're making quite an impression in that circle of like-minded artists that they want to come here and proselytize on your part. I guess that comes from just good old hard fashion work, yeah?
That's very flattering thing to hear. I don't know what else.
Maybe we just come off as losers in need of some pitying.
Yeah, it could be sympathy.
That is one tact. I don't think so. No, not the spirit in which they were raving. They were actually raving, so it was a positive.
Well, all of those folks we've managed to count among our friends now as well. And I don't know if there's some story to be told that there's a group of people that are singing our praises and that makes some kind of noise. Either we're good musicians or we're good friends.
or a combination, perhaps?
Maybe a combination. I like to think it's a good musician because I've been pretty sure that I've been a rotten friend to most people my entire life through. I guess via process of elimination, maybe we deserve it as musicians.
No, not me. I'm definitely a better friend than a musician.
Yeah, you're a hack.
I can see that you guys...
I can see why
this is just a duo, because I can imagine four personalities. It'd be very tough to maintain the dynamic.
Recently on tour, we've been bringing the opening act in the van with us, and I just feel bad for them.
Yeah,
and I'm almost ready to stop inviting them into our world because it's probably unpleasant a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's like getting into a small box filled with nerve gas. You get in and just all of your senses are assaulted, and all you want to do is vomit and get out.
That sounds like a day at work here.
Yeah.
I can relate.
How long have you been doing this?
Here, 2 years, but in radio, years.
Right.
How did you guys meet originally? Speaking of this wonderful, friendly camaraderie that you've developed, how did you meet?
I walked in on a show Kenneth was playing. I say it that way because it seemed like...
Sounds like I was doing something illicit.
Well, it seemed like it wasn't a thing that many people were supposed to come to. Because when I walked in...
Is that your way of saying that I was a failed musician?
Yeah.
That's true.
Like me.
Did you double the crowd?
We both were, yeah. Yeah, that's when I met Kenneth's mom.
That's when
for the first time.
That's when Joey was fat back then.
I walked into one of Kenneth's solo performances, and he was playing a song that revealed itself to have been written from the perspective of a dog. So he's up there singing, even howling at some points, as though he were a dog. And it turns out to be this really touching memoir of the dog's life written in its last dying breaths after it just got hit by a truck. So the song was... a unique thing in my eyes, and was performed in a way that hadn't seen other people around town performing. So I felt compelled to introduce myself after the show. That was the first time that we met.
There's a light that's shining now, and a calm wind if it hasn't learned by now. Where I've hid so very long, I come safely out into the silence found in the wake of its passing on. In the wake of its passing on, a spurting smile and westward stare hold a promise in the air. That's the way they used to find their own way home, by the stars on their own, by the stars on their own. Well, I pray for a promised land to replace all I have made. Darkness steals the light I bear, and the hope of a lifetime fades. The hope of a lifetime fades. Quiet peace I've found. Freedom comes from being unafraid of the heartache that can plague a man. The heartache that can plague a man. A spurting smile and a westward stare hold a promise in the air. That's the way they used to find their own way home, by the stars on their own, by the stars on their own.
Instinctually, you had, quote, different sensibilities, but then you started to work together and use those perhaps different approaches and perhaps different innate styles to build a complementary sound. But then the sound of the Milk Carton Kids itself has evolved. It started out in one place and then it acquired some other shadings and some other colorings. How did that process? Now, it's an easy thing for me to sit there and throw out, you know, words like bluegrass, folk, Americana, but I'd like to hear from you how you've, you know, found your particular place in the sun.
Well, we've just gotten better is really all it comes down to.
You see what I mean? He says stuff like that. Now it's easier for you to believe that he said, you got to come hear me play guitar on your songs.
Well, maybe I got off on the wrong foot. It only stands to reason as like a competent human being that if you do something for a long period of time and consistently that you're typically going to get better.
Right. To me, the process has been guided by our desire to play more and more together, more and more collaboratively. You know, the over the course of three records, we've evolved to a place where the most recent record is almost entirely a two-part harmony the entire way through every song. Whereas, the record before, I think only a third of the songs were that way, and the rest of it had harmonies that would come in on a chorus or some more traditional structure like that. But I think we've been trying to force ourselves or pursue a more integrated, collaborative approach to the songs, and that so that's dictated the writing a lot. The fact that we want to both be singing dictates the melody in a lot of places. And I think then obviously I think maybe what Kenneth's referring to is just growth as a human being, contributing to some different styles of writing and exposure to different kinds of music.
I'm saying that we had that mandate from the start, but we weren't capable of it. I mean, even the first time we went to a studio to record 9 songs, we'd written 3 of them singing the whole time through, and we knew those were better songs and better performances than the other one, but we didn't have it in us. And we've got a little more of it in us now, I think.
Well, when we talk about harmony, yeah. When you talk about harmony, unless you, it would appear to me, and seeing it throughout the history, it seems like siblings are born with an innate harmony. But when you try to, you know, perfect harmonies, it does take some work and time, doesn't it? Did it?
That's the one thing to me that never took really any work. Right. We never had to figure out how to sing together. We never had to. I can't think of one example where we had to talk about the phrasing of a particular line to make sure that we were matching each other. That stuff just seems to happen on its own. So,
everybody seems to romanticize the sibling thing, and I get it because it does sound better. But it's not some magical thing inside. When you spend so much time with a person throughout your life, you pick up. I mean, you learn partially how to speak and tempo your sentences based on your brothers and sisters that you have conversations with daily, and your parents. You know, that's why those things work is that there's a much similar kind of minuscule vocabulary that those people are working with.
You stand here today performing songs, and I think you saw my initial reaction, and Tristan and Matt, our engineers, when you came in and said, we just need one Omni mic, put it right here. And we're like, we have more.
When you put it in the right place, it captures a sound that is the sound that Kenneth and I hear in our ears when we play together. When we stand 6 inches from one another and play and sing into that space between our bodies physically, where the sound meets, that's the sound that we hear in our ears. And the most accurate reproduction of it is probably captured by one microphone placed in that place.
Swing low, swing low, for to carry me home in fire the skies of red. My breath's gone cold, a kiss from the cold, a blanket of snow overhead. Slowly roller, it's just rock and roll. Hold your tears where they've hung all these years, down from the heavens above.
I'm glad we finally managed to have, you know, this get together
and at the right time.
And hopefully tonight you'll see a few more of those fresh faces that you haven't seen.
Tonight, of course, is not our normal show.
We're doing a strange show.
Saturday we have our normal headline evening with the Milk Carton Kids, where we'll do two sets with an intermission at Largo. But tonight is a different thing. Tonight is, we're calling it the Milk Carton Kids Review. We've done it once before. This is the second time, and it basically involves our organizing a 5-piece backing band, of which we're two of the members. The others are Gabe Witcher, the fiddle player for Punch Brothers, among right. other things. David Pilch, wonderful upright bass player who we know through Joe Henry, the great songwriter right. and producer. But so there's an upright bass player, fiddle player, and then this time around our friend Phil Cronengold, who will hold down accordion and piano duties. And then what we do with that backing band is invite some of our friends to front the band for two or three songs at a time. You know, so tonight is Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith from Dawes.
Who we had in, and they were discussing this very fact on Friday.
Oh, they were. By. Oh, yep. Good. Yeah, I think, it's basically whoever we've done any sort of work with that happens to be in L.A. at the time.
It's the Milk Carton Kids Live on 88.5 KCSN.